Zier.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Convention Wednesday, glass ceiling cracked. I'm Elliot Francis. Day three of the Democratic Convention is set to begin in just a few hours. Correspondent Kevin Delaney has a preview.
The highlight of day three of the convention will be an address by President Barack Obama. The president is expected to reflect on his first appearance on the national stage at the Democratic Convention in Boston 12 years ago. Sources say Obama will talk about what the country has accomplished since then and is expected to defend his 8 years in office. Also on the schedule, Vice President Joe Biden, who will make a strong case for Clinton, and Vice Presidential nominee Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia. Kaine's speech will be his introduction to much of America. I'm Kevin Delaney at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.
At the convention overnight, Hillary Clinton thanks supporters for changing history by making her the Democratic presidential nominee. Speaking via satellite, Clinton said, "Democrats have put a big crack in the ceiling." I'm Elliot Francis. A new program called Pullover Protocol is being praised as a breakthrough in the conversation of police and citizen interaction. More from correspondent Jim Roop.
Co-founder Sean Collinson says people don't know what the police expect of us, so oftentimes our anxiety then will affect our behavior, which can dictate how an officer responds to us. The acronym is SAFE. Show your hands, ask for permission, follow instructions, and exchange respect. Collinson says this is a program that should be part of driver education and the driver license test.
Because who takes those tests more than anyone else? 16-year-olds. You don't know diddly squat about respect, mutual respect.
He says learning how to interact with police when we're pulled over, and we all will be, should be part of learning to drive. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
House Speaker Paul Ryan is defending the role of NATO in leading free trade agreements. It's a break from positions taken by Donald Trump, who last week suggested the U.S. might abandon some NATO military commitments if he's elected president. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Day three of the Democratic Convention gets underway later today, and among the topics, D.C. statehood.
D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton will take the convention stage in Philly to talk about why it's time to make the district a state once and for all. She says one thing that will help is having the support of the party's presidential candidate.
She would be a vocal supporter of statehood for the District of Columbia.
Mrs. Clinton has previously expressed interest in the cause, and Norton says talking about D.C. statehood at the convention is about keeping momentum going for the movement. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Could you do without late-night metro service? Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld is going to propose permanently ending post-midnight service. The goal is to use more of those offline hours to make repairs. But many riders we spoke with said they don't like the idea.
I mostly use it later at night whenever I'm traveling.
That'll affect me big time. That'll change how I work. It'll change how I go out and have fun with my friends.
The Metro Board's expected to hold public meetings in coming weeks before a final decision is made. The Washington Monument now scheduled to reopen on Friday after being closed for nearly a week because of a problem with the elevator. This time around, it was a trouble with a damaged bearing which has to be replaced. The National Park Service says they're also getting some other work done while the elevator is being fixed. Two top Virginia Republicans are asking the U.S. Justice Department to stop trying to convict former Governor Bob McDonnell of corruption. House Speaker William Howell and Senate Majority Leader Thomas Normand wrote to Attorney General Loretta Lynch arguing that prosecuting McDonnell again with, quote, will, quote, unnecessarily disrupt the state and be costly to taxpayers. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,474, the NASDAQ at 5110. Sports, the Nets blow a two-run lead in the ninth and lose to the Indians. The O's lose to Colorado. NBA, the Wizards re-sign shooting guard Bradley Beal. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather, then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune into The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning to you. Eastbound Route 50, we have construction just past Martin Luther King Jr. Highway, and again between the Collingwood Road area and Route 3. In both cases, you want to stay out of your right lanes. There's also construction from the overnight. The right lane is blocked on the inner loop of the Beltway right by I-95 in Maryland. In the northwest quadrant, just one lane gets by on Rock Creek Parkway near the Roosevelt Bridge till 6 o'clock this morning. Northbound on Route 5, the left lane coned off between Manchester Drive and off way. In Silver Spring, the outer loop of the Beltway, University Boulevard, just finishing up some road work by Indian Spring Drive. And in Fort Washington, southbound Indian Head Highway, emergency road work, in this case the right lane, is blocked near Farmington Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The next big change is coming for the end of the week as a front approaches. A little ripple of low pressure on that front could bring some heavy rainfall in here by Friday. Just hit and miss today on the stuff. Isolated shower, thunder shower 94. Tonight, warm 77. Scattered storms early. Tomorrow, stray storm 91. Scattered storms with heavy rain possible on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Stafford, 75 in Rockville, 82 degrees in Washington. Hillary Clinton says her nomination is the biggest crack in the glass ceiling. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning. We continue our ongoing coverage of the Democratic National Convention on location live here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And boy, have we got a stacked morning for you. 6:35, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn will join us to talk about the surprising lack of any attention on ISIS or international terrorism from the stage here after 2 days of politicking. At 7:05, Frank Olivieri, he's the owner of Pat's, the King of Steaks. You like your cheese steaks? You want to know this guy. 7:15, Robert Thompson, Dr. Gridlock, will talk about a new initiative for Metro to stop late night service. 7:35, KT McFarland joins us. 8:05, Representative Chris Van Hollen, he wants to be the senator of Maryland. He'll join us. And then at 8:15, D.C. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans, wow, also on the Metro stories. Lots going on here. Keep it right here all morning. As always, I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And we continue our coverage from Philadelphia of the Democratic National Convention. And there is, of course, a national element to this story and a local element to this story that we're going to get to and then we're going to explain to you. Let me tell you what's going on. It is difficult these days to be an officer of the law, to be someone who actually goes out, wears a badge to defend part of the thin blue line that defends us in times of need. And it is entirely possible that, it may be the worst time ever in the history of the United States to be a police officer. Police officers are under attack. And so you might think that the Democrats would do everything that they could do here at Philadelphia to try to shore up police officers and give them some confidence that they believe in law and order, but that would not be the case. That would not be the case at all. Because on the stage last night in Philadelphia were four women who call themselves Mothers of the Movement. It is an offshoot of the Black Lives Matter movement, and these are mothers of black individuals who have been shot or been involved and died in police-involved shootings, including the mother of Michael Brown. And they all came onto the stage last night and talked about how important it is to remember that Black Lives Matter, and gave very emotional testimony. But there was no mention of police officers who die in the line of duty. This was pointed out by Democrat David Axelrod, who tweeted out that, that was very powerful, and it is always powerful when you hear from the mothers of people who've lost their children, but wouldn't it have been just as powerful to also have widows of slain police officers who came and talked about how dangerous it is to be on the out there on patrol, part of the thin blue line? He was immediately attacked on Twitter for that. He was immediately attacked, told to shut up, told a lot of things that were much more rude than that. Now juxtapose that with what happened on Monday in Alexandria, Virginia, where a police officer goes into a Noodles & Company and just simply wants to get some lunch. And a cook from the back walks out and says to the cashier, you might as well just go ahead and take me off the line because I'm not going to cook for, and sort of gestures in the direction of the police officer. The police officer laughs, says, I guess you don't want my money, and leaves. It is just incredible. Here is a union representative, Peter Felsom, a detective with the Alexandria Police Department, talking about how it went down.
While that officer was waiting in line to order, a cook came from behind the counter and said, you have to take me off the line. I ain't serving that. And to the cash register person, and pointed and laughed at the officer. The officer realized what was happening and then left the establishment.
The police chief is, as you might imagine, not very happy about all this.
No way should my officers be disrespected. We met with the manager of the business this afternoon, and he offered his apologies.
So I would like to ask people, we know that early in the morning, a lot of law enforcement officers, they listen to this program as they're getting ready to go to work. What message are you receiving, both from your community in situations like this, or from the DNC as they host and prominently put on the stage these mothers of the movement, a part of the Black Lives Matter movement? What message are you receiving from all this? And if you're not a police officer and you just want to weigh in on what you think about this whole situation, and maybe you'd like to say something encouraging to officers in blue, that's why we are the place where Washington comes to talk. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, get ready with cut three here, Mike McKay, if you could. This is Geneva Reed Veal. She's the mother of Sandra Bland. What message are cops receiving here, Brian Wilson, at the DNC? I'll tell you what message they're receiving. Their vote doesn't matter to the Democratic Party anymore, if it ever did at all. They're interested in shoring up their political base, and their political base is very much represented by the activist agitators and community organizers in the Black Lives Matter movement. And so given the choice between showing support to Black Lives Matter versus giving support to police officers in this country, and by the way, why does it even have to be either or? But given that choice, the Democratic Party has decided to side with those who were protesting in the streets and chanting pigs in a blanket. And by the way, it was seven mothers on stage yesterday. Here's one of them. Listen to this.
I am here with Hillary Clinton tonight. Because she is a leader and a mother who will say our children's names. She knows that when a young black life is cut short, it's a personal loss. It's a national loss.
Yeah, never mind that many of the policies that were implemented during the Clinton administration in the 90s are what actually many people believe have led to the law enforcement policies and the infestation of incarceration within the black community. And never mind that. She is now saying what she needs to say to keep this movement happy, and that's all that matters. So police officers, law enforcement officials, I wonder what your take is on this and what message you have to send back to the DNC. And let me be, I feel like sometimes it's my job to be politically incorrect here.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, I count on you to do
that. Could I take a moment here at 5:13 in the morning from Philadelphia to be politically incorrect?
You go right ahead.
I am going to point out something that no one pointed out last night during this spectacle on stage.
I'm waiting.
I'm going to name the names of these women, the mothers of the movement. Are you ready? Gwen Carr, mother of Eric Garner. Sabrina Fulton, mother of Trayvon Martin. Maria Hamilton, mother of Dontre Hamilton. Lucia McBath, mother of Jordan Davis. Leslie McSpadden, mother of Michael Brown. Cleopatra Pendleton Cowley, mother of Hadia Pendleton. And Geneva Reed Veal, mother of Sandra Bland. Did you notice something there?
The names don't match up.
No, they don't. Except in one case, the mother has a different last name than the child. Now, here I go, being politically incorrect, but maybe, just maybe, some of these people, Michael Brown in particular, may have gotten himself into a situation and involved in a criminal element and involved in a situation right. where he was an aggressor against a police officer after robbing a store, maybe because there wasn't a father in the house when he was growing up. Maybe because there was some sort of turmoil in the home. But no one wants to point to that. No, it's easier to just say that men who wear blue and wear a badge are racist.
All right, so if you're a law enforcement officer and you've heard our little conversation here, what message are you receiving from the community and what you see on the stage here in Philadelphia? And if you're not a law enforcement officer and you just have some thoughts about this, the number is the same. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Your call's next. It's 515 now. WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. We've got Steve Greenfield, and he's in the Hadid Garbage Cleaning Traffic Center.
I am here, eastbound Route 50. We have an accident, not an accident, but road work there. The right lane is blocked just past Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. Plus, in the northwest quadrant, road work has just one lane getting by till 6 this morning on Rock Creek Parkway near the Roosevelt Bridge. To Silver Spring, northbound New Hampshire Avenue, an accident blocks all lanes at that intersection by a Wolf Drive. And we have in Gainesville, westbound I-66 with road work in the right lane right by the Gainesville exit. There's a very minor fender bender. See it on camera. Eastbound I-66 approaching Lee Highway. Just be ready to tap the brakes when you head over there. And finally, southbound Indian Head Highway between Old Ford Road and Farmington Road. We have emergency road work in the right lane. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies today. We're looking at a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, high of 94 degrees. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, then it'll clear up a little bit, at least the rain will. It'll just stay cloudy after midnight, low of 77. Tomorrow, looking at partly to mostly cloudy skies, again with a stray shower or thunderstorm. Tomorrow's high, 91 degrees. Right now, 81 degrees in your nation's capital at 517. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
No way should my officers be disrespected. We met with the manager of the business this afternoon, and he offered his apologies.
So police officers in Alexandria disrespected as they come in just trying to get some lunch at the Noodles & Company in Alexandria. Police officers disrespected on the stage of the Democratic National Convention by an offshoot of the Black Lives Matter movement. Where was any kind of presentation that honored police officers for their sacrifices and the officers who've lost their lives in the line of duty? We want to know, if you're a police officer, what you have to think about it and what you think about it in general as we continue our coverage here.
And by the way, it ain't so hard to find. Just in the last 2 weeks, we have 8 police officers murdered in Baton Rouge and Dallas. It would have been really easy to bring one of them up and offer condolences and thank them for the sacrifice, the family members, the sacrifice that they have just made.
We'll start off with Matthew in Manassas. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Brian and Larry. I just want to say that, we're hearing from the community. It really sickens us. And, the DNC, it just goes to show that, they don't have our back. They don't respect us. We're out here trying to, bring law and order to the community, save people and protect people. And we're putting our lives on the line every single day. And, it just goes back to really what their core values are. And the core values are not on America and keeping America safe. Anyway, I appreciate you all.
Well, hold on, David. I just want to ask you a question because I want to honor what you do, and thank you so much for the effort that you do make on behalf of the community. But what are police officers saying among themselves right now as they go to work and as they begin their shift each day?
Well, I mean, we want to make sure that, we're safe and we keep the community safe. And, we just talk among ourselves and tell each other, be careful and make sure you know when to draw your weapon and, don't put yourself in jeopardy, but, let's not be trigger happy either.
I often wonder about whether or not there will be police officers who lose their life because they are second-guessing themselves in those moments because they're worried about it.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, but then again, go back to Marine recon training, and if you have to use your weapon, you've lost. and you failed your mission. And so, I mean, that's what we try to instill with our police officers.
But, right.
You know, in that case, not every case, you know, we can do that. So.
Well, Matthew, thank you so much for calling. Greatly appreciated this morning.
Yeah. How about Diane in the district? Diane's up early in the District of Columbia.
Hey, Diane.
On WMAL. Good morning.
Good morning. I love your show. And I just want to thank all those officers out there that put their lives on the line. And to be disrespected like this just breaks my heart, because I come from a family of law enforcement. I'm not a law enforcement officer, but my father, my grandfather was, my brother is. And this just is so difficult for me, because in a political town like we live in, the thing that frustrates me the most is every election year, who's endorsing the Democratic candidates? The police and firemen's union. And these guys need to stop. They just need to stop giving their support to these candidates and make their political voice known by just saying, we're not going to help you guys anymore. We're done. We'll do our jobs, but when it comes to politics, we're done with you guys.
Diane, thank you so much for saying that, because I feel like I've been beating my head against the wall on this thing. It drives me crazy that the unions all seem to support the Democrats. And it all has to do with Democrats giving them great pension deals and great contract negotiations when those come up. And I understand that that's important. But, you know, the next time
on election day, they put signs up. I mean, they're labor also for these political parties. This is what a lot of people don't understand. I work in politics. I work in Republican politics, not for the Democrats. But I've actually had police and firemen union members tear down my signs for local candidates. It drives me absolutely crazy. They are very involved, and they need to stop. Just absolutely stop.
Thank you, Diane. It's the community organizing of our country. And it's so, you know, the next time I hear somebody say, yeah, I vote for Democrats because they stick up for the little guy. They stick up for the common man. They stick up for the blue collar worker. There is no greater blue collar common man worker who is willing to give his or her life for our country and for his community like a police officer. And look how shabbily they are treated by this Democratic Party who says they're for the common man.
All right. Let's see. We got time for Tony in Arlington. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Tony.
Hey guys. You know, the lack of mutual respect for both sides to me is kind of appalling. You know, I agree with what James Comey said, which is that, you know, one of the most important bonds is between the community and the police. And, you know, the police, it's essential for the police to have respect for the community and for the community to have respect for the police. And it's on both sides. Like, neither side, it seems like, has any empathy for the other side.
What kind of message do you think that the police officers received from what they saw on the stage here in Philadelphia last night?
You know, I thought that that it needs to be, like I said before, a little bit more even-handed. And the same thing goes for the Republicans. You know, the Republicans they didn't have anybody expressing the view of the community in their convention either. It goes on both sides.
You know, Tony, listen, and I understand that, and I appreciate the call. You like to chime in every morning and sort of give the whole, you know, both sides kind of message. And thanks for joining us this morning. But I got to say, I am so tired of hearing that the law enforcement, or for that matter, the Republicans' message from last week about wanting law and order in our communities is in some way disrespectful to communities. The greatest possible respect that you can provide to an impoverished or inner city, racially divided community is to provide them a peaceful daily existence, to get crime out of those neighborhoods and give them the chance to have economic opportunity and give their children the chance to go to school and get an education without having to dodge bullets. Providing law and order is, in fact, showing the utmost of respect to the black community.
And I tell you why they didn't have the mothers of slain officers and the widows of slain officers, because they live in mortal fear that if they had done that, those people might have actually been booed on the stage.
Uh-huh.
How would that have looked? It is now 5:24 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And right now, eastbound on Route 50, we have overnight road work still finishing up. The right lane is blocked just past Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. In the northwest quadrant, just one lane gets by till 6 this morning on Rock Creek Parkway from F Street to the Roosevelt Bridge. Over to Silver Spring, we have an accident on Wolf Drive near New Hampshire Avenue. All lanes are currently blocked. Your southbound lanes, however, are open. To Gainesville, westbound 66 between the Gainesville exit and Haymark. Roadwork has the right lane coned off till this afternoon. Eastbound I-66 heading for Lee Highway. There's an accident in the process of being cleared away. And southbound Indian Head Highway, we have the right lane blocked with some construction near Farmington Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We take it down a little, but still mild for the morning hours. A lot of clouds around today and a passing shower. Could be one this morning and maybe a thunderstorm mixed in this afternoon. A high of 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 82 degrees in the nation's capital at 527.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99. Let me say that again. $8.99. Wow, that's big. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds. 1-800-650-8424. That's 1-800-650-8424. 1-800-650-8424.
Long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell.com.
You get used to it, but you really shouldn't.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Let me turn this off. Junk is like ambient noise.
You don't realize how much it was bothering you until it's gone.
Now let's get rid of some visual noise.
All you have to do is point.
That, and that.
And all of that.
Wow, it's a new world.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready for some visual peace and quiet,
visit 1-800-GUTJUNK.com.
Coming up on WMAL, is D.C. really a grown-up city if we don't do overnight metro service? We'll tell you about that idea being floated. Also, a star-studded night on stage with lots of people from the Hollywood world telling you that your politics is wrong. Does that change your entertainment choices? We'll take that up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The second night of the Democratic National Convention, highlighted by an impassioned speech by former President Bill Clinton on behalf of his wife, the newly minted Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, and the policies she supports.
If you love this country, you're working hard, you're paying taxes, and you're obeying the law, and you'd like to become a citizen, you should choose immigration reform over somebody that wants to send you back. If you're a Muslim and you love America and freedom and you hate terror, stay here and help us win and make a future together. We want you.
Tonight, Hillary Clinton gets a boost at the convention from President Obama.
This is the 12th anniversary that he really came onto the national stage at the Democratic Convention back in 2004. So he's going to touch on that. He's going to talk up unity and try to counter what he views as the dire and dark nature of what was said during the Republican convention.
Correspondent Michelle Kosinski. Ann Holton has resigned as Virginia's education secretary since she's going to be pretty busy for the next few months campaigning with her husband, Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine. Two prominent Virginia Republicans are urging the Justice Department to drop its prosecution of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. In a letter to Attorney General Loretta Lynch, Virginia House Speaker William Howell and Senate Majority Leader Thomas Normand say prosecuting McDonnell again would, quote, unnecessarily disrupt the state. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,474, the Nasdaq at 5110. Sports, the Nats had a two-run lead in the ninth inning, but closer Jonathan Papelbon couldn't get an out as Cleveland rallies for a walk-off win. The Orioles' winning streak ends with a loss to the Rockies. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Built for business.
In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll start off with road work eastbound on Route 50 just past Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. The right lane is blocked. Plus on the inner loop of the Beltway at New Hampshire Avenue, an accident knocks out the left lane. Police on scene in the northwest. Road work has just one lane getting by till 6 this morning on Rock Creek Parkway heading for the Roosevelt Bridge. Northbound New Hampshire Avenue, an accident at the intersection there of Wolf Drive. Your lanes on the other side of the road, however, are open. We still have a bad accident. The right lane is blocked. Eastbound I-66 approaching Lee Highway. Police and fire department on scene. Delays back to Route 234. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing with the heat and humidity, and we'll continue to see the chance for showers, thunder showers. They will be isolated today and tomorrow. 94 this afternoon. Tomorrow we'll get up to about 91 degrees. The overnight lows will still stay warm in the upper 70s to near 80. And then by Friday, some change coming with cold front coming in. Low pressure on that front. Some heavy rainfall with a few thunderstorms. Highs low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Burke, 73 in Frederick, 82 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is now 5:37 on WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk. We got a busy morning here as we're live in Philadelphia for continuing coverage of the Democratic National Convention. Coming up at 6:35, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, he talks to Donald Trump about national security issues. He'll talk to us at 6:35. At 7:05, Frank Olivieri, who is the owner of Pat's, King of Steaks. Yes, that's right. The guy, world-famous cheesesteak guy, will tell us the secret of cheesesteaks. Robert Thompson, Dr. Gridlock, Washington Post, about the effort of Metro, or the idea Metro is proposing to shut down service early on the weekends. KT McFarland at 7:35. Representative Chris Van Hollen at 8:05. And we'll go back to the Metro story with Jack Evans at 8:15. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
That is Andra Day singing her hit song Rise Up live on the stage of the Democratic National Convention last night. And it wasn't just from the music world, but also from Hollywood, movies and television. All lots of celebrities on stage endorsing their candidate, Hillary Clinton. And listen, if you're out there and you're making your political choices, if you're choosing your future leaders and your candidates based on what some actor or actress says, all hope is lost and nothing that we say here is going to resonate with you. So God bless you. Go pick your candidate based on what some actor tells you. That doesn't interest me as much as this. When you see an actor or actress at a setting like this at the DNC going much further than just supporting their own candidate, but actually trashing the Republican candidate, criticizing Republicans, pretty much saying that they hate you and they think you're stupid, does that change your entertainment choice? Do you purposely avoid movies or music or television programs based on what you know to be the politics of the actors involved? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And by the way, we really don't want to hear from that guy who says, I haven't had a television in 30 years. And it's all been downhill since Bonanza. Now, come on. Let's be real. I want to talk to people who actually participate in our popular culture but make conscious choices about avoiding movies and television and music because of the actors.
Right.
Listen to this. Here's America Ferrara, who, you know, she was on a TV show called Ugly Betty, and I'll just let that joke tell itself. And she was on stage last night, and this is much more than just saying, hey, Hillary's a great candidate. Listen to this.
Donald's not making America great again. He's making America hate again.
Wow, that is fabulous. And like most actresses, I'm sure that trite line was written for her. But it's better. Here's Lena Dunham. Oh, good old Lena Dunham. Here she is with America Ferrara.
Hi. I'm Lena Dunham, and according to Donald Trump, my body is probably like a 2.
And I'm America Ferrera, and according to Donald Trump, I'm probably a rapist.
I'm probably a rapist.
Yeah.
Anybody get that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And then, well, listen, there's more. We'll play more for you, but I want to hear from you. If you make conscious decisions on avoiding certain elements of our entertainment and culture because of the politics of those involved in its creation, 888-630-WMAL.
You know, I do try to draw a distinction. First of all, I don't particularly take any kind of guidance about issues of politics from entertainers. I don't think it's that's their, you know, I've always looked at entertainers as, you know, and I've known some entertainers over the years, and they are, especially actors, it seems to me, as they often say, empty vessels into which things are poured.
So Brian, you don't sit there vexed over a certain political issue or political decision saying, you know, I just don't know where to come down on this one. Let's see where Gary Busey stands.
I don't make my decision based on people who are entertainers. And by the same token, I try to, when I go to, have entertainment presented to me, I try to just, you know, put away what their personal beliefs are. I look at them at their ability to be an actor or an actress, and I try to enjoy. And maybe they're somebody who is musically inclined. I take their music and I say that has merit musically, or it doesn't have merit musically. I just try not to let those two cross. But I know a lot of people do, and I don't understand why there is such a fascination in America today with what Hollywood has to say or what some star has to say. Like, really, what makes you an expert in this? And why do we even care what an actor or actress says? What makes them an expert in foreign policy or in politics on any level? They're just like you and me. They put their pants on the same way. They got no better ideas or better opinions than the next guy, and I don't know why we look at them in some inflated way in America. It always bothers me.
Well, listen,
by the way, it went downhill after Gunsmoke.
It's there. It is. I thought you'd go with Andy Griffith, but I Gunsmoke works as well. Listen, let's not pretend that this is a new phenomenon. Hollywood has been involved in politics for 80 years. And if we try to deny that pop culture has an influence on these things.
You can't deny it. I personally try to draw a distinction.
And by the way, before we take your calls, we should point out, yes, we recognize the irony of making this argument while the nominee for the Republican Party is best known as a television star from a reality program. Yeah. Scott in Maryland, you're first up on WMAL.
How y'all doing? I just wanted to say I love you all's show. I drive through Washington, D.C. 2 or 3 times a week, and it's nice to hear you all's show. The only thing I wanted to say is, yeah, of course, actors and musicians' political views affect my choice in entertainment, because my thing is this. I go to work every day, and I know what it's like to be a normal person. There's no actor or no musician or anybody else that can resonate with the common person when they're a multimillionaire surrounded by security that lives in a bubble. And who in the hell are they to tell me or you all or anybody else
exactly
who to support or who to vote for when they don't know herself.
Yeah, Scott, well said. Who the hell are they indeed? And by the way, you brought up one thing that really does rile me, and that is when these actors and actresses and musicians all lecture you about how you can exercise your Second Amendment rights while they are protected by armed guards. That is beyond the pale. And by the way, I actually think that makes them bigger hypocrites than the politicians who do the same thing with law enforcement protecting them, because elected officials, they are granted certain levels of protection that we as a society have determined that we want to grant them. But Hollywood actors, they're going out of their way, digging into their own pocket and hiring those armed security guards.
Oh, it's awful nice to be anti-gun when you got, you know, heat, standing beside you.
You got other people to do the dirty work and carry guns on your behalf.
That's right, absolutely.
All right, more of your calls in a moment. Do you make different entertainment choices based on the politics of those actors? It's 5:44.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. At the Marine Corps base Camp Pendleton, California, teams from the U.S., Brazil, Canada, China, France, and Germany kicked off the World Military Women's Basketball Championship on Monday. On the first day of games, Brazil beat Germany 108-38, China bested France 68-49, and the U.S. defeated Canada 82-25. The round-robin competition continues through Friday. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It's a 5:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Take it away, Steve Greenfield, in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Alrighty, eastbound Route 50, we have overnight road work continuing. The right lane is coned off just past Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. General delays this morning, southbound 295 between Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Over to the inner loop of the Beltway, we had that accident just by New Hampshire Avenue. It's been moved off to the shoulder. Might see some residual delays by the time you get out there. In the northwest, Rock Creek Parkway with construction, just one lane getting by for the next 20 or so minutes, heading for the Roosevelt Bridge. In Silver Spring, we do have an accident that completely closes off northbound New Hampshire Avenue at Wolf Drive. And in Fort Washington, southbound Indian Head Highway has emergency road work between Old Fort Road and Farmington Road. That's sitting in the right lane. Now from GarageToRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
The next big change is coming for the end of the week as a front approaches. Little ripple and low pressure on that front could bring some heavy rainfall in here by Friday. Just hit and miss today on the stuff. Isolated shower, thunder shower 94. Tonight, warm 77. Scattered storms early. Tomorrow, stray storm 91. Scattered storms with heavy rain possible on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 82 degrees in your nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
You know, I don't usually say this about Donald Trump, but that was over the top. I confirmed it just now. The Trump campaign is so hard up for money, I just bought that fog machine on eBay for $30.
Elizabeth Banks last night, who sort of acted as a MC for the event. Elizabeth Banks, actress, she was making fun of Donald Trump's entrance to We Are the Champions. They actually mimicked it there with the fog machine and everything.
Yeah.
And again, lots of anti-Trump stuff coming from, and anti-Republican things, which is actually, listen, you want to bash a candidate, fine. But then you bash the party, and many of you are Republicans. They're bashing you, and we're asking, does it change your choice in entertainment? Do you think about it before you buy that ticket to a movie or concert? Sharon, and hi, I haven't heard from you in a while. Sharon, thanks for joining us on WMAO.
Hey, Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it seems like most of the time that the actors, their political views does influence whether or not I go see their movies. Because I haven't seen a movie. George Clooney, I used to be a big fan, and I can't remember when was the last time I went to see
any of his movies. I don't care how good the ratings. I want to go see it.
Sharon, thanks for that. And you know, it's true. Like Matt Damon has this what's his movie series?
Jason Bourne.
Yeah, the Bourne thing. He's got the new Bourne thing. He's out there screaming about guns down in Australia. And of course, Jason Bourne uses guns like nobody's business. Jason Bourne uses guns like Brian Wilson uses cheesesteaks when he's here in Philadelphia. I mean, he just plows right through them in the ammo. But so you got to think, you know, why do I want to give money to this hypocrite? And that's understandable. I don't blame him. And by the way, I couldn't take Ben Affleck seriously. As Batman,
no.
knowing what a political wuss he is. Oh, we just lost the person I want to go to in the district because I'm just blithering on. Greg and Olney here next up on WMAL. Hey, Greg.
Hey, good morning, guys. As a member of the Screen Actors Guild, you know, I take my fellow actors, you know, stuff with a grain of salt. I also happen to be an intelligence specialist. And I got to tell you, you know, what I do is I support those conservative actors that are out there. And I tell you, I had a chance to work with William Shatner on a project. And in gratitude, I sent him a CIA jacket. He asked for a large. I sent him an extra large. You know, I know a little bit better. but I got to tell you, I think what we do is you try and support those actors that you know, like Gary Busey, that believe in your conservative values. And those that don't, well, if they're part of an ensemble, you know, and it's a good movie, yeah, I'll see it. But I take my fellow actors' beliefs with a grain of salt. But as an actor in Hollywood, I can tell you, you know, there are a lot more conservatives than you think, but they just kind of, you have to kind of keep a close hold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tell me about it, Greg.
You know about that, don't you?
It's true. Yeah. I come from that world, and there is sort of literally a secret society out there in Hollywood. Here's a clue. If you're ever wondering who's a conservative in Hollywood or not, first of all, if they ever have praise for Dennis Miller, they're probably a conservative.
Yeah.
And if they talk about supporting the troops, sadly, that's actually a code word in Hollywood.
Right.
If you support the troops, it means you're probably conservative, which pretty much tells you everything you need to know about liberals.
It is now 5:50, time for El Rushmo on WMAL.
Last week, the owner of a 24-hour restaurant in New York City, one of the last classic Brooklyn diners, decided it was time to close for good. Larry Georgeson said it was a new minimum wage that made this happen. He can't afford to pay cooks the $15 an hour the law requires, on top of rent increases and expensive health department inspection fees. Now, he didn't make his decision out of anger. It was the fast food workers that protested and demanded this. He said God bless them. But he simply can't handle the new wage law. He ran the numbers. To stay in business, he would have to raise the price of a hamburger from $6.45 to $9. He says he wouldn't do that to his loyal customers. Now, food industry experts say the story's not uncommon. For the few diners still operating, a new law makes the current business model impossible. So you can expect more closures. Now, liberal Democrats think business owners have an endless supply of money, big pile of it behind the door back there, to pay employees and comply with all these regulations. But they don't. Time and time again, these government rules kill jobs, close businesses, and the tax base of their cities dwindles. It's not just Brooklyn either. It's every state and city where Democrats run things. Democrats are the enemies of prosperity, and for too many of us, the enemies of the American dream itself. Ask them in Seattle about the minimum wage in restaurants if you don't believe
them. Rush, noon to three.
Psst, listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We can do so much with today's technology, like shop and bank online. We can use public Wi-Fi. But those things can expose your personal information to identity thieves. LifeLock believes that you can still feel good about doing all those things and not having to worry, because LifeLock can help protect you from identity theft. Unlike free credit monitoring services, which only detect changes in your credit, LifeLock's proprietary technology detects and alerts you to a huge variety of identity threats. And their U.S.-based specialists work to resolve issues if your identity is ever stolen. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can do a lot more with more peace of mind. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Enrollment takes minutes. Protection starts immediately. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com. Now, promo code RUSH. 10% off your deal, 800-440-4833.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Steve Greenfield's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning to you. In Silver Spring, an accident closes northbound New Hampshire Avenue at Wolf Drive. Plus, eastbound Route 50 still have overnight construction continuing to block the right lane just past Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. General delays here going southbound on 295 Polk Street to East Capitol Street. In the northwest, one lane gets by with some construction, Rock Creek Parkway between F Street and the Roosevelt Bridge area. Eastbound I-66 slowing down Route 234 to Centerville. Then in District Heights, northbound Pennsylvania Avenue, an accident at Forestville Road. Police and fire department on scene and wrapping it up. Southbound Indian Head Highway with right lane blocked with some construction between Old Ford Road and Farmington Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Take it down a little, but still mild for the morning hours. A lot of clouds around today and a passing shower. Could be one this morning and maybe a thunderstorm mixed in this afternoon. A high of 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 82 degrees in your nation's capital at 5:56.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career. A happy home. And a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Summertime is here, and you don't wish to waste time with cleaning your home. Let the experts take care of that for you. Molly Maid is offering 1986 rollback prices for the first two cleanings for WMAL listeners. Contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Fauquier, and Stafford counties. Schedule a free in-home estimate. Visit WMAL.com/Molly Maid. Molly Maid, a clean you can trust.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Coming up on WMAO.
We're going to be joined by Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who advises Donald Trump on national security and military issues. He'll join us at 6:35.
Bill Clinton had his moment last night on the stage. We're going to play you some highlights of it, but also I want to hear from you about what your concerns might be about a Bill Clinton back in D.C. in the White House without any actual response.